The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy, you swarming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you, when the chief just wait.
The Monday, September 12th edition of Talking Heads is on. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And we got lots to talk about. Yeah, let's cut right to the chase. In the 5 o'clock hour, we will talk about the one and done options for my Dallas Cowboys. All right, yeah, so we'll get to that. So y'all don't call me in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But you might know I ain't never scared. Been here, done that, got the T-shirt. These are not uncharted waters. I know how to deal with y'all cowboy haters. We'll deal with that in short order. More importantly right now, though, as we set off the, the first hour of the show, we're going right to Abaco. All right? You know the segment, the headliners, who was making headlines in the 242 and the buzz. Headliners brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. The Buzz brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But I'll tell you what's making the headlines, and I'll tell you what's buzzing. Abaco. Big headlines in The Guardian today. OPM defends demolition. Domes were unsafe and unhealthy. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Of course, we saw the videos emanating from Abaco over the weekend, the court of public opinion. And here we are today on Monday. A lot of finger-pointing from both sides, the previous administration is now the opposition, the government of the day, you know, with their statement, the OPM defense demolition, domes were unsafe and unhealthy. And here we have it. More Abaconians displaced with no place to go. It's fine, you give them a stipend, but where are they going to go stay if there's no lodging? But I digress. We're going to Abaco today. I got Roscoe Thompson chiming in from Abaco. I'm sure he may have some guests today. But we need to know what is the temperature right now in Abaco on Monday, post the weekend, post demolition, post a million and one opinions on the matter, post the politicizing it all, because both parties trying to get political mileage out of this. Where's Abaco in all of this, Roscoe? My God, where's Abaco?
It's a little hot right now, man. I guess a little hotter than Nassau.
Definitely.
Naughty, let me clear the air for the Bahamas in general. And I'm not a mold remediation specialist, but I spoke to one over 4 days ago when they were knocking the domes down. And she said, Roscoe, it's a crying shame that they are destroying, at that time it was 13 domes, I think roughly, let's say $200,000 worth of domes. She says, Roscoe, it would have been very easy for skin specialists to come in there, spray the domes down, and then disassemble them. Now, the reason I say that is I want the government of the Bahamas to be very clear, and especially, and I'm going to call out this administration, especially this administration, if the previous administration did not do the mold remediation in all the houses that had water in it through the NGOs, CORE, Samaritan's Purse, Christian Aid Ministries, IDEA Relief, the names, I can name 70 NGOs that came in here and mucked and gut people's houses. if they did not spray for mold remediation, 80% of the homes in Abaco would have had to been demolished because the mold would have taken over and it would have been a health hazard. That's why they call it mold remediation. That's why you have experts that come in and spray down domes, houses, whatever it may be. The government is covering their butt in this regards. The minister was wrong. The DRA was wrong. The prime minister of the country was wrong. The only one that I can honestly say that actually stood up was a member of parliament and for Central and South Abaco and said, I asked y'all to give me time.
I'm glad you bringing it up to snuff, Roscoe, because I was like a couple of the questions that I had for you, and you addressed the mold remediation, and obviously
we have mold remediation experts in Abaco per capita than anywhere else in the Bahamas. When the United Nations and UNICEF and all those and USAID and all them came in here, they taught people what to do. Naughty. When a house in Central Pines got flooded or the roof came off, you just couldn't go and slap sheetrock back up over the
mold.
The 2x6s.
You had to deal with the mold.
It had to be treated. For the government of the Bahamas today to sit here and say, oh, we had to destroy them domes, that is a lie.
So technically, a mold remediation company could have come in, sanitized the domes, broke them down, stored them, correct?
As my dad's ashes sit on the mantle.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
Next question. Lord bless the dead in that case, too, because he was a good man. But listen, got another question. Naughty, I disagree about the mold. Mold would jack up your lungs, especially black mold. But they could have taken down the domes and used the set they are keeping in storage that they haven't used as of yet. What happened to those domes that were in storage? That's another question.
Naughty, I can't answer. The DRA has to answer. That is a question. The last time I know, they were sitting out on the property that was cleared at one time. But understand me, let's go back to this mold issue. Yes, black mold can kill. So out of the thousands of houses that had mold remediation done here in Abaco, how come we didn't bulldoze them down? Come on, Bahamas, think, man.
Yeah.
Use your head for once.
This is more what I call
think about
political hokey pokey. One foot in, one foot
out. It's common sense. All the houses in Abaco had to have some sort of mold remediation done. Even my house that is cement, or my wife's house that is cement, we had to spray the cabinets in the back to kill the mold to stop it from growing. That is what people don't understand. That is what mold remediation is there. You come in, you spray out, you kill the mold behind the sheetrock where it's all gutted. You spray the wood down, you clean that. Those domes of fiberglass, Naughty, all you had to do was spray the mold remediation and the chemicals on that, and it would have killed the mold. Boom, end of story. They went and destroyed. We give the previous administration trouble for money ill spent and could have been spent in better ways. Well, how about this one? The Bahamas government of this day just destroyed over $200,000 worth of domes, and the DRA wants to blame the Ministry of Housing. The Ministry of Housing says it's the DRA. Who is it?
All right, well, I mean, I got Texas chiming in right now. I hope they were not destroyed because another party put them there, because this would show just how silly we are when it comes to politics at the expense of we the people. Here's another one. Naughty, he says his house. Buddy, once you married, that's the wife's house. Well, he corrected it. He said
corrected
his wife's
it.
House. Yeah, we got that straight. But listen, my whole point is, you have dorms in store. And then another question that just came through on the text line. Naughty, who removed the domes and where are they being stored? Where did they go? Or are they in somebody's backyard?
Naughty, that is the problem. When I went out there yesterday and the day before, when the demolition stopped to the 13 destruction of the domes, when the bulldozer bulldozed the 13 domes, a stay of order came down from whoever, I guess the prime minister, saying, don't destroy any more domes. The next thing I know, we went from 27 domes. When I went out there, there were 5 left yesterday standing. Today, I went out there, there are 3 domes standing.
Now, what happened?
My question.
Go ahead.
Now, my question is, when I went out there, and if you saw my live video feed, I did not see anybody from housing. I did not see anybody from the DRA overseeing the dismantling of the domes. My question now goes, and I'm just saying, as a concerned citizen and as the chairman of local government, are those domes now that were taken apart in Spring City over the past 3 days?
If you can't ask that question, ask us who got the contract to remove said domes.
Well, I can't answer that.
I can ask it though.
But it looked like a free-for-all out there. I would not be surprised if domes start popping up in our pine forest in areas.
Oh.
When the DRA and the Ministry of Housing had the D8 out there to destroy or to wreck the domes, the police were out there, the Defense Force, nothing. Nothing against them. They were doing their job, as said, they should be. But when the dismantling of the domes took place, where were the proper authorities for that? Because I didn't see any when I were out there, and I went around and I asked everybody.
Got another text coming in, Roscoe. The office of the OPM press release on the destruction of the domes is pure garbage. All the domes did not have mold and could have been salvaged. And why is there a foreigner working at the Ministry of Housing spearheading the destruction of Bahamian dwellings?
Who's the head of who's the foreigner in Ministry of Housing?
Well, I need to, you know, obviously this is an alleged foreigner in the Ministry of Housing. This come in via the texter. But we could do our due diligence. We could find out. I'm sure.
I would love to know.
I might have a rough idea, but I got to do my homework.
Naughty, we criticized one administration for how they spent money after Dorian. Okay, they are no longer in power. Okay,
heavy is the head that weareth the crown.
This is the PLP's administration now. This is their budget. They are responsible for the destruction of those domes, not the FNM. Minister Joe Beth Colby Davis and the DRA, and I guess it would be the cabinet or whoever's decision it was, they are responsible for the destruction of those 13 domes.
And in all fairness, it came against the cries of the sitting MP down there saying, this is not a good idea and it shouldn't transpire, correct?
You saw the article.
I saw Mr. Pender, and he spoke on this a lot faster than he took for him to speak on his passports and his citizenship. So I'm glad he picked up the pace on this one. But obviously, what's going on in this administration where you have one minister crying out, saying, hold on, you can't do this in my island. Time out, pause. And the bulldozers still come.
Well, how about we go back and look at that?
How much is this administration really checking for Abaco if they're thumbing their nose to the MP because they have illusions of grandeur to get housing up? And then my next question, what I want to get in, Roscoe, real quick before I forget it, all of those people displaced, 27 domes, 3 are left, 24 gone. Where are the people, the family, the citizens of the Bahamas who lived in those domes? Where are they now?
Some have gone to live with family.
All right.
So
got a couple of calls coming in.
Some are still living in the domes.
All right.
You have 3 domes that are still erected.
All right, I got a couple of calls coming in, Roscoe. So listen up. And, you know, obviously if you're gonna respond, feel free to. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Right here, boy. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for an accurate report from the ground. We've been hearing, especially online, certain persons, giving their details on what's on the ground. But it's good to have someone who actually lives in Abacos, is on the ground, and can give the Bahamian people an accurate picture of what's happening down there. Here's the thing that gets me naughty. With the fingers already pointing between the DRA and the minister concerned with this whole thing and the alleged foreigner involved in this whole thing, I'm more interested to see which head and whose head is going to roll over this. I can guarantee you right now the covering is already happening, and it seems as if nobody's head is going to roll over this thing. You're talking about 6 million of the Bahamian taxpayers' dollars.
And Jeffrey, what's amazing is the quiet in this fledgling and young administration, the same minister seems to be involved.
And this is the thing. You see, what happens with this whole thing, Naughty, is we're trying to be politically correct when we don't have to be politically correct. We have
sometimes when you're overambitious, you cause a problem.
But then who gave this persons the authority and the power to do what they're doing? And again, it goes back to what I said. Whose head is going to roll over this whole fiasco?
Well, you know, we've already seen in certain instances with this administration, investigations turn into inquiries overnight, and inquiries, considered investigations, and the rug is lifted up, and out comes the broom, and there it disappears.
Well, I'll close on this one point, Naughty. You know, it's so sad in this country, and Roscoe, you can agree with me on this if you want to. Anytime there's constructive criticism of an administration, whether it's PLP or FNM, when they have done wrong and you constructively criticize them, then here comes the two very family members that come out of the work. Watch out for the anti-intimidation. Just watch for them too. But we'll see where this thing is going to go. Thanks for taking my call, Naughty.
As always, Jeff, appreciate your contribution, yep. Matt.
And thank you. I'm not worried about being victimized. This government, nor the previous government, if they choose to, they're more than welcome to. Bring it on. I live in Marsh Harbor. You can go on my Facebook page and you can see the inside of the domes that I took live video feeds of. The Bahamas could go and look and see. These domes did not have to be destroyed. The office of the prime minister and their press release about the mold and all that, that was one dome. I have yet to see any other pictures come up. Here goes my other question. And this is, they say they're going to build 300 homes here in the next year. Okay. And here's my question to them. Where are you going to find the laborers and the contractors for that? You have people right now waiting 6 months before they could even get a contractor. Are they bringing in foreigners? Where are we going with this? How is this possible to build 300 homes in less than a year? And you have people that are working on Baker's Bay, Hopetown, Green Turtle, Guanakee, do you really think they're going to stop working at $250 a square foot to come over and do a house for $100, $105, $90, $110 a square foot?
Oh, listen, let me get to this caller real quick, Ross, but I got one off the text line. Naughty, what about the mold in the shanty towns? Man, they're running all kind of illegal stuff in the back there. Why are they knocking down Bahamian domes and not Haitian shanty towns? And there it starts. Here comes the xenophobia, but good question.
Before you go to your caller, that was brought up on my live video feed. Why are we targeting a Bahamian organized thing that was put together by the Bahamian government and destroying them? But on the flip side of it, we won't touch a shanty town.
Speaks volumes. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9.
That's the million-dollar question, the phrase he just said. That's the million-dollar question. And, you know, the Bible said, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. What's wrong with our government? They can't get together with the stakeholders, folks who live in Abaco. And see, the politicians could win the election, but they can't run the country. They know how to win the election. And so, if, like he said, the fiberglass and everything, it seems like the mold is easier to spray and to get rid of than, you know, the sheetrock and everything. So someone had to give an answer what took place. And like you said, all the folks who live in Abaco, you know, the counselors and everything, why the government couldn't get together with them and sit down and say, hey, now let's get a level head and see exactly what we can do with this. And back again, why the shanty towns are not, and they are illegally being put up. The government spent all that money. And who are the contractors who's knocking down these? Are they PLP stakeholders? All of those things we need to find out. See, go back again, in the multitude of counselors, their safety, you can find, get together, get everybody. That's so important. Thank you, Naughty.
All right, man. Thanks for chiming in as always, man. I appreciate your contributions. All right, let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the first break, we'll get back at you. All right, we got some texts we need to get to, a couple of more calls, and we'll be wrapping things up with Roscoe Thompson from Abaco. And Roscoe, I appreciate you chiming in on the Monday. I know it's been a long weekend for you, but I appreciate it. And I think the listeners and folks in New Providence really appreciate the fact that you and others, you know, get out there on Facebook, on social media, and provide some sort of realistic report about what's going on down there.
And Naughty, before you go to your break, it's not that the domes need to be moved. Do not get me wrong. The wrong way to do something. And what this administration has done, they did it the wrong way. And I would like an account for those domes because they were paid. And here, I'm going to bring this up that a lot of people don't know about. When these domes were done and this contract was given out, do your research. Find out who the contract was given to.
That's definitely.
I don't want to say it on air.
No, but don't worry. We'll connect the dots. We got a knack for doing that here on Talking Heads. We'll connect the dots. We follow the money. We get the answers. Not a problem. Let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you, finishing the conversation with Roscoe Thompson out of Abaco, live from Abaco. And we'll take it right up into the news in the 5 o'clock hour, and we're talking sports right after that. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, September 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized 5% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, always covered.
SJ, 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 S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
First you spend, you gone. Island game, keep you in it. First you spend, you gone. Dream big, we will help you live it. First you spend, you gone. Island game, we got you. First you spend, you gone. From the friends you can trust, it's a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Talking Heads, the Monday, September 12th edition continues right now. I got a little reminder from you from KFC, man. I tell you, KFC Crazy Tuesday just got crazier. Satisfy your cravings for crispy fried chicken with an irresistible mix of whole wings, legs, thighs, and ribs. 10 pieces of chicken for the finger-licking good price of only $15. Tuesday's just got crazier at KFC, all right? And don't forget, drive-thru's open until midnight. Opening and frying until midnight as well, all right? But take advantage of that great Tuesday, Crazy Tuesday deal over there at KFC Nassau. 10 pieces of chicken, all right? Man, the mix of whole wings, legs, thighs, and ribs. All of that goodness, 15, that included. Can't be done with a stick. All right, let's get to the text lines real quick. All of these government schools and buildings that have mold, why not knock them down? But didn't the PM just say for citizens to be frugal? Does this apply to his ministers? Those domes should have been sanitized and used for needy Bahamians. We have to be serious. Was this for a crony to be compensated to knock down the domes? Naughty, they will hire Haitians and Chinese for cheaper labor. If just over 200 grand of domes were destroyed, can someone explain how did they spend $6 million for the initial 40 domes? Naughty. They had an opportunity to stop and think this situation through. The locals call them out on it, and the PM going to let them up on a gum tree. He must deal with her right away. I think Clint Watson is the mouthpiece. I think he had more to say than the PM. Wow. Anyway, Roscoe, let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Naughty.
Hey.
Yeah, my question is, what do you think is the cost of tearing down these domes?
What do I think is the cause or the cost? I didn't hear exactly what
the
you
cost.
Said.
The cost.
The COST?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't we like to know, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why I'm asking who got the contract? It ties back to the whole thing, proper Freedom of Information Act. We need to know who's getting what and where is it going. Because obviously it leaves it up to the court of public opinion. And if it leaves it up to the court of a public opinion, you know where this is going to go, right?
Yes, that's why I'm asking, like, who would benefit from them doing something.
Homies, cronies, lovers, and friends, like all administrations. Isn't that the end-all and bear-all and end-all with our administrations, past, present, and probably in the future?
If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
Man, if it smelled like nanny and it looked like... Anyway.
Don't say it.
I get your point, Carl. I get your point. I would love to know where it went. And maybe that would ease up some of the speculations and some of the conspiracy theories and so on and so forth. But again, it looks like more political hokey-pokey. 1 foot in, 2 foot out. This one know what's going on. That one don't know what's going on. All buck up, go. And we suffer in the meantime.
Yeah. Thank you for accepting my call.
Always, my brother. Always. It's all good, man. Roscoe, I mean, I'm telling you.
Hey, buddy.
I mean, you hear the people talking. You hear the text coming in. Where do we go from here?
Naughty, I don't know. It's really disheartening, you know, and I keep on saying it. You know, I called out the previous administration on their wrongdoings or ways that things could have been handled. And, you know, I'm going to tell you this. No matter what administration, and especially now with this administration, and don't think I'm not going to call you out when I see you doing wrong, or, you know, you're doing this or you're doing that. You're here to serve the Bahamian people. You're not there to serve yourselves. What did Leslie Miller call them the other day?
Hogs.
Is that word he used?
Hogs.
Okay. Okay.
Just like that.
I didn't want to say it. And Naughty, there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And that's my point. I'm to my PLP friends out there, to my FNM friends out there, if you do wrong, I will call you out. Just like the other day in a town hall meeting, I had done something wrong. And the way I handled the situation that I should have held town hall meetings. Okay. I admitted my wrong. I admitted what I did. I should have done differently. Okay. Humble yourself, my friend. Humble yourself as a government. Admit when you have made a mistake. You should not have destroyed those domes. Those domes were put there for a reason. They could have been used again. What's going to happen now, Naughty?
When these folks have no place to stay and the $4,000 stipend run out and we get, God forbid, but another hurricane.
But another hurricane comes. But let's take it a step further. How do you ask the other parts of the world when they see you destroying domes that were capable of being restored and used again? That's what I ask myself. The other question I ask myself, has this administration gone out to the lot where the other domes are that were, you know, put on the ground or whatever and taken them and stored them properly? Or are they still on the ground? I will have to drive out there tomorrow and take a look. But
well, keep us posted when you do. I got a couple of other texts coming in. Nor do you think the PM is going to cause this Abaco dorm situation or dome situation to land him in the opposition seat next election? Right? The way Bahamian voters play ping pong with administrations, you never know. Naughty, we want to be a republic, but we can't even monitor the dome situation. We can't be serious. The PM should stop listening to Clint, who makes excuses for all the government blunders. Humble yourself and say, yes, we made a mistake. Roscoe is right. We will halt the destruction of the domes and listen to the people. Don't listen to Clint. Something definitely stinks.
Here's an example, and I'm just using it. 10 of the domes. Let's say the Defense Force needed something set up in Mayaguana. Just temporary. Now I'm just giving an example.
Right.
Isn't that an ideal thing? What happened if a hurricane hits Eleuthera? Temporary. You know, we've now 40 domes have disappeared. Where have they gone?
And in what condition are they in? Because, you know, they're metal domes. You never know.
No, they're fiberglass.
I mean, fiberglass.
So, I mean, and we all know that fiberglass is very easy to be cleaned. And that's why...
And recycle, that's what I'm saying. So, where does it go in?
Naughty, and that's why I
asked... Where does it end up?
There needs to be accountability and transparency. Just as a previous... Just as this PLP administration called for transparency from the previous administration, don't you think it's time for the DRA to find those papers of who got the contract to put the domes down? Who was the initial company that had the contract?
We always find this out 5 years after the fact, man. That's why we need a Freedom of Information Act, Roscoe. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. Got to get this call in before we wrap up this hour. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, man, this is a lifetime Yankee fan. Listen.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Russell Yankee?
Russell Thompson has given an in-depth report, and he's on the ground, and everything he said, I agree with him wholeheartedly. I just wonder, even before those dorms was constructed, you know, I said that the money that we had, the $8 million or whatever million dollars, I said in the initial thing, apart from finding some temporary shelters, that the government could use that money could be spent in the sense that you identify those properties not owned by companies or properties, but the aliens were living in that was totally demolished, and you get people on the ground in Abaco and Grandmama alike, and you could have spent $5 to $6 million of that dollar on the ground, construct proper foundation because you know of the severity of those storms. And so having a foundation and an outside world along with people like myself, if I have a cousin or relative, I say, look, I give you so much block. Just want to say I can help you with some steel. And listen, Naughty, in the last 2 to 3 years, you will be amazed to see the kind of building that was being erected, solid, ready and in place and ready to sustain. Now we have out of $8 million, and then on top of that, the new government came in and destroyed the dorm. So what are we doing?
Man, you know, I can't say what we'd be doing on radio in the back of the comedy club in the green room. We call this a circle, but anyway, I can't finish it on radio.
It's just pathetic. There's no sense of direction, and like I said, where there's no vision, people perish, and that's what's been happening to us for some time.
Very much so. But
no vision.
And your caller's got a good point there. Like
and
I
that's
said,
what it is.
Mr. Yankee,
with no vision.
I appreciate your call. We got to get to the news, but always good stuff as always, my brother. All right, Roscoe, let me get to the news, and right after the news, we'll wrap things up with you, all right?
All right, my brother.
All right, and guess what? Look like we got to have Abaco in on Mondays, man. Abaco Mondays, Freeport Report on Tuesdays, and then we'll figure the rest of the week, because this thing ain't going away, man. Talking heads on Monday. No, it shouldn't. No, and not until Bahamians get what they deserve, the proper
and they need to
treatment.
Remove the red tape, Naughty.
That's another conversation for another day. But you know, they could get the red tape lifted off certain things, but they can't get a red tape lifted off other things. Hey, boy. I guess because they're cutting things with a yellow set of scissors here and there. But anyway, we'll talk about that on another episode of Talking Heads. We go into the news, we'll pick it up right after the news. The Monday edition continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Heads, the Monday, September 12th edition continues right now. Let me jump to the text lines real quick. Naughty, I wish our governments can work together. It's like the country has to reset every time there's a change in government. What happened to picking up with one left off? That's the only way progress can occur. Naughty, it was a waste of money by demolishing the road, transportation building, and wait, they knocked down the Churchill building, turned it into a parking lot. It was a waste of money by demolishing the road, transportation building, and the same will be done to the BTC building. All right. Thanks for sharing that with us as well, Texter. Roscoe, wrapping things up. We good for Mondays from here on out, right?
We good for Mondays here on out.
And get me a guest down there in Abaco. Just let me know who they are. And, you know, in addition to you, we'll talk to them as well.
Before you wrap up, I'd like to share something. We have I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, the minister holding up a subdivision thing for Sweetings Village.
Right.
Do you know they have yet to meet with the people of Sweetings Village to get their input on this new subdivision? What is affordable housing, Naughty? What we use affordable now. You know, we don't use low income or upper income, but affordable housing. Most Bahamians right now can't afford $130,000, $140,000 house, come up with $10,000 down payment, mortgage. Spring City's a prime example of people being underinsured, and we're only able to pay off their mortgage and then not rebuild. But I call on this government to meet with the people of the communities that you decide to put new subdivisions, or you decide to expand things. Those are the people that live in that area. We are too Nassau-centric. Why is Nassau telling Abaco what to do? Come get the input from Abaco and then go back to Nassau.
Well, don't worry, if you can try to come down there and get some input from Abaco and bring it to Nassau as well too. So we'll try to work out getting the show to come down there, because I think that's important. I think we need to get down there. I think Dwight needs to get down there.
We're working on that. We're working on that to get y'all down here.
And I'm saying that just putting it out there because I think, you know, in addition to you sending reports, we still want some, you know, want some city slickers down there to really see what's going on, because it's important to us too. We got family. We got displaced Albuquerqueans that need to get back, and we need to make it happen. But
and Norty, they need to remove the red tape. I keep saying this over and over.
The red tape is the killer.
The duty free and the VAT free is police it, man. Give us an extension. You know, I keep it. The article was written in the Tribune and they mistaken the name, but you have a gentleman that's applying for duty free for diesel and gas tanks.
The jib room.
That he lost before the storm.
The jib room.
And this is a marina. That's part of, sirs, that's part of your economic recovery zone to get tourists back here. You know, water on eastern shores.
But Roscoe,
water pressure in general.
You are next Monday, so we can talk about the jib room. We can talk about that. We can talk about whatever pops up over the weekend.
All right, brother.
Because I got a bunch of like-minded Dolphin fans like y'all. They want to express their exuberance over
winning.
And y'all go into the Super Bowl and all this foolishness.
Hold on. I did not say anything to you about your Cowboys.
I know, getting beat and monkey stomp. And I appreciate
about
that.
Dolphins.
I appreciate
all
that.
All I could say is it's a first game of the season, and I am very happy. We are 1-0, and we look halfway decent.
There you go.
That's all I can say.
And take that and go, and I will talk to you next Monday before you run right out now, because I can see the dolphin coming. Y'all be safe in Abaco. We'll talk again Monday. All right, and we'll keep doing what we can up here to make sure it works out for you guys down there. All right, now. With that being said, I want to thank Roscoe for chiming in as always. We'll chime back in with him next Monday. And, of course, no stranger to the show, as Roscoe exits, we have, the Dolphin disciple, the Dodger diplomat, the Laker laureate himself. Give it up for Earl the Pearl.
It feels so good to be on a roll. What's happening, Naughty?
We good, man. We good. Let me get today in sports history out of the way so I can get right into what I need to get into.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
And then as soon as you do, I got a little announcement I'm going to make right after you do that.
All right. Today in sports history, obviously brought to you by Naughty Johnnies, September 12, 2022. And on this day in sports history, all right, in 1979, Carl Yastrzemski of the Boston Red Sox became the first American leaguer to get 3,000 career hits and 400 career home runs. All right. In 1984, Michael Jordan signed a 7-year contract to play basketball with the Chicago Bulls. In 1984, Dwight Gooden of the New York Mets set a rookie strikeout record with his 251st strikeout of the season. 2002, a judge announced that a jury would have to decide who would get the ball that Barry Bonds hit for his record 73rd home run. The ownership of the ball with an estimated value of $1 million was being disputed between two men that had been in the bleachers. In 2006, Rick DiPietro of the New York Islanders signed a 15-year contract worth $67.5 million. And the quote of the day is, the art of running the mile consists in essence of reaching the threshold of unconsciousness at the instant of breasting the tape. Paul O'Neill, writer. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
This message is, it's an announcement, but it's really to just rub Teddy Sweeten and Dr. Earl Thompson III, alias Trey Thompson, just to rub it up against them.
You are
happy
officially
birthday,
that
Freddie.
Dude.
Happy birthday, Freddie Freeman, Dodger first baseman. Happy birthday, Freddie Freeman, Dodger first baseman.
And all of your fanboy moments for the Los Angeles Dodgers, this has to be the lowest and the worst. I am insulted for Dr. Thompson and for Theodore. I feel that in all. And I don't even like the Braves. I don't even like the Dodgers. And I can give a damn about Freddie Freeman. That is some low disgusting.
Listen.
Boy, listen here.
I thank them every day for Freddie. I thank them every day for Freddie. I'm so glad his agent didn't call the Braves and tell them what the final offer was. I'm glad he didn't do that.
All right. So.
Okay. So what's on then?
We got to get into the.
Nobody, I know you want to get into.
No, I ain't around Rave. That's coming in a second. In all fairness, I got to check out the headliners. I mean, the home court. You know, check out our local athletes and what they're doing. I could tell you now that registration is now open for JBLN. Adam Farm got four ball going on right now for 10-year-olds moving up to 11 and 12, and 11 and 12 moving up to 13 and 14. So definitely want to get that four ball in if you're interested. Take advantage of that. You can sign up at both parks, and our registration is online as well. Just check out both the relevant websites. All right? In addition to that, our girl Jonquel Jones came up a little bit short.
Yeah.
Yep. Still no Jazz in the Marlins. Still out with that injury. Still no Lucius Fox.
He's Jazz. They shut him down for the season. They
officially made it a shutdown now.
Yeah, they announced that yesterday or over the weekend. They shut him down for the season.
All right, real quick.
I think him with a back injury and they're out of it. It doesn't make sense bringing him back for the last 3 weeks or so. So he might as well just, you know, continue to rest, rehab, and come back strong in March.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines real quick because we got the phone lines blowing up. So let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Not a UHM.
Who this?
You ain't seen them dead old cowboys. That's
all for
them cowboys. You're not
going to run
towards those.
Hold on. Listen.
See, talk for them dead old cowboys. Talk for them.
Listen, well, I love when D Average in person is called my show. Listen, I know you're only talking to hear yourself speak. I know you've been building this up all day in the back of the stockroom at your job, waiting for this time to get in. My poster child for the Average. Listen, I want you to know something. I said at the beginning, what did I say, Earl? Let me get the day in sports out of the way. Let me get the local scene out of the way, and I can talk about my Cowboys, right? Did I not say that?
Ignorant, ex-New England Patriot, follow Brady fan.
Ooh,
I can call his name. Who that is?
Because I know the voice too, you know.
I know who that is.
I know he probably got stretch marks on his lips and knee pads at home for the fanboy that he is following people. But anyway, nonetheless.
He's a Brady fan, you know.
Yeah.
He's a Brady fan. He went to QC. So he got good grades and he's a sharp kid. So, I know him. I can tell you who he is later.
Okay, no problem. But nonetheless, let me get to this other call and let me preface it by saying, say what you need to say so I can get into saying what I've been wanting to say about my Dallas Cowboys. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
You don't have no authority to say nothing. You have no defense. You have nothing.
How did I know this was Mystery Dolphin calling? How did I just know?
Yes, no, hold on. Let me finish with you.
You're just excited now that you won the bet after week one. You're excited. You know you win big one.
You know what I really thought? I thought you was going to ask one McCartney to sit in for you or you was going to let Earl sit in for you.
But I's man, boy. I know Rudy Pooh, sissy five dudes like you're a Dolphin fan. I's man.
You can't win for losing. You getting break right up. And listen, the Cowboy season is finito. Finish. Done.
Listen, the only reason why you calling me today is, thank you, Captain Obvious, for that point, okay?
Thank you for that point, Captain Obvious. For the rest of the season, I can see who wagon you can jump on because you leave Lakers and go and jump to Ja Morant. Now, I can see who bandwagon you can jump on.
I ain't going nowhere. As a Cowboy, no. Why I jump from the Lakers and I turn my back on the Lakers.
I didn't know why jump from the Lakers.
No, sir. Now I let you speak. You let me speak. Big man, I can say something to you. I've been there since the Dale Freak was the stinking point guard of the Lakers after Magic's announcement, okay? I've been there from before that. So don't tell me. I've been in mediocrity, okay? I've been for 6 long damn years not being able to watch my Lakers. Okay? I said, no, I'm from beyond Michael Cooper. Mitch, beyond that. Mark Landsberger. Mike McGee. Bob McAdoo.
You ain't that old.
Don't challenge my Laker pedigree. So I've earned the right, like I told you, to turn my back. Big man, I only look good, you know. I like Bino. I'm Grizzly like you and Pearly, but I'm the bridge. I'm the tweener that keeps you guys together. The only reason I know you called today, and I know you breathe a sigh of relief, when you saw Doc run into that locker room with that broken finger, I know, but you and Pearly got extremely excited because I could be sitting for 2 hours in Rawson Square entertaining y'all in a Dolphin jersey. The heavens opened up and God smiled on y'all yesterday. That's why you're mouth so hard today. Had the Cowboys won and Dad not been injured, you wasn't calling me today.
I believe in karma.
So, you know, it is what it is. And I won't lie to you, when that arm broke yesterday, I thought a Mystery Dolphin, I thought a Pearly, and then I called Pearly, I say, you, a Mystery Dolphin, just got off the hook. You all just got off the hook.
To be very honest with you now, Naughty, I didn't want to see that because I really want to see Doc do well. But I don't think, and I with Doc, he was your only ray of sunshine. Other than that, the defense really has to step its game up to keep you all in.
Well, the defense played lights out last night. I mean, like, come on, man.
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm talking like you can't give up 20 points no more. You got to give up like 10
right.
points.
Let me explain my position on Dallas now. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. I love to hear this.
Number one, when it comes to the Cowboys, I am a realist, just like I am with my Lakers and just like I am with my Yankees. I think I've exhibited that this year with the Yankees, Earl. Did I not say early on when certain people were getting all fired up, I said, space yourself. We still got July and August to get through. I know my Yankees, right? Okay.
You did.
For the longest, how long did you and I talk about my disdain for what has happened to the Lakers since LeBron's arrival?
Understood.
Okay. And we have to sometimes also know when Naughty is saying something for the ratings and the clickbait. You know what I mean? We know what works. We know it gets some mileage.
Understood.
But when it comes to my Cowboys, it's a little different. It's a lot more different. Because at the end of the day, I look at Jerry Jones, and the man amazes me for $100 million investment and turned it into $8 billion. He's so good. When the Cowboys lose, he still make money. You know what I mean? Probably more money than when we win. He's got a cheapskate of a son. That's how rich people stay rich, because they got a cheap kid that keeps the rest of the money. And don't, yeah.
He wants it for him too.
So Stephen wanted all for him. And as a result, the Dallas Cowboys have become what we are. Back in the day, with no Stephen Jones, Jerry would open the checkbook and sign who he needed to sign so we could win. Remember? Deion Sanders. And the list goes on. Every time he needed to sign, make a big sign, and he did. Until Stephen came along and took the pen out of his hand and said, no, Daddy, you don't sign the checkbook no more. We need... No. So we don't spend. Stephen Jones is cheap. Stephen Jones is frugal. That's why we have to always take retread all pros and say, he's got some tires, like wheel, tire left on the tread left on the tire, kick the tires on the... No, because we don't want to spend. And if you don't spend, this is what happens. Yes, we've had some good drafts over the years, so they kind of, that's like fool's gold, like that buys them some time, but we still need to sign key free agents. We should have been signed to safety eons ago. We should have been, I'd gotten another wide receiver when we knew, we're getting rid of Cooper. We lost Cedric Wilson. We got injuries to Gallup. Let's get somebody in here, even if it's for a season, just to make sure early on things work. And I don't mean James Washington. And Tyler Smith, and he played well last night. He played very well, lived up to the pedigree, lived up to the draft, and he did a great job. But you got to be able to plug and play and spend some money on the line. We knew we had issues on the line. Pay for the swing tackle. Pay for a backup quarterback. This is the problem. Dallas doesn't spend. Therefore, you have coaches that are yes men to management, i.e. Mike McCarthy, i.e. Kellen Moore. The offense sucks. It's bland. It's vanilla. It got exposed against the Cardinals last season. Every defensive coordinator worth his salt has figured it out and makes Kellen Moore look like an idiot. But we continue to run the same stupid plays, playing to the defense. I mean, Tampa Bay came out last night and said we knew Dallas' offensive game plan before they ran it. We knew it. Now, Brady on the sideline could be some Spygate again, but I don't think so. Not for Dallas.
No.
They knew it was coming. Poor coaching.
I didn't see anything.
Penalties.
I just saw different people trying to run the plays that Amari Cooper.
Penalties up the wazoo. What was the problem last year? Penalties. What's the problem this year? Penalties. So what's the mitigating factor with that? Coaching. McCarthy sucks. Kellen Moore sucks. They taking the cheap way out. Sometimes in life, you got to spend the money. Yeah, my Yankees may cost me some grief, but one thing I know about the Steinbrenners, what they could do, Earl? Spend the money.
Yep.
What Jeannie Buss and the Lakers could do? Spend the money. Luxury tax be damned.
Yep.
Stephen Jones got to stop being so cheap. Now, what Dallas needs to do, and here we go. We had a rough schedule coming out the first six games. Everybody says we got the second weakest schedule in football. We were to win a lot of games on the back end. Well, listen, there's two ways to take this, okay? Let me put on my Pollyanna hat right now, Miss, who look at the glasses half full. Okay, we ride it out for 6 weeks or so under Cooper Rush. Hopefully we could go 2-4 in that process. We get Dak back after the bye and see if we could catch some lightning in a bottle and make a run. Okay, good. For those of you who want to believe in that, go ahead. That's your right. The reality of it is, we got issues on the offensive line. Connor McGovern got hurt. Jerron Kearse, the safety, got injured. So we got more than one issue. CeeDee Lamb, as much as I love CeeDee Lamb, he looked like CeeDee Ham yesterday. 11 targets, 2 receptions? Come on, man. Step up. This is your opportunity. Step up now. Does it go with Kellen Moore calling plays to make him open and move him around and get him the ball? Yes. But for CeeDee to get frustrated on the field, that no help. You know, we got rid of Amari Cooper because they said he checked out and he didn't finish games and he quit. Okay, fine. Well, CeeDee making noise, freaking himself out, not focusing, that's just as bad. Boils back to coaching. So what Dallas needs to do is if they get off to a piss-poor start, 2-4 or worse, fire McCarthy. Fire Kellen Moore. Make Dan Quinn the interim head coach. See how he finishes, and if he earns that right, give him the head coaching job because his defense is playing lights out. Micah Parsons is ridiculous. Diggs off the chain yesterday. So what if he gave up the touchdown to Mike Evans? A little handing off on Evans' part there too, but that's all right. Otherwise, shut down game for Diggs. Played well. The defense is there. Milk the defense. Turn it into an ugly team right now if you want to try to be competitive. Run the ball. Okay, a lot of people saying run the ball. Cooper Rush is your backup quarterback. Okay, they're going to put 8 men in the box, stop the run, and force him to beat you, which he's not going to do. So the bigger picture for me in Dallas this year, just ride it out and finish as poorly as we can. And next year come draft time, the first 4 or 5 picks we get in the draft, we will be having high picks, retool the offensive line. Go find 3-4 big, athletic, nasty offensive linemen, maulers, and get back to doing what we do. But until then, give up the ghost. We ain't making no playoffs. We ain't winning the division. Not with Cooper Rush at the backup quarterback. I don't care if we go 3-3 or 4-2 in these 6 games. It's not going to happen. You gotta realize we're in problems. You didn't spend in the offseason. All right, some people talking about Jason Peters. Okay, you put Peters at tackle, put Smith at guard, and you got the offensive line. Okay, fine, you're going to run the ball. That only goes so far. Until they put 8 men in the box and demand and dare Cooper Rush to beat you. And it's not going to happen. Anyway,
okay.
Let me get to these 2 phone calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
On, man.
What's happening, Gardner?
No, you get it right, man. You don't have quarterback issues. You have every issue.
Right.
You have front office issue.
Everything.
You ain't spending no money.
Exactly.
That's a scared or everybody know that. But how you like them Ravens, though?
Ravens look good yesterday, man. I mean, they did play the Jets, but they did look good. Lamar looks good. The bigger question for y'all is, what's Lamar doing with that contract? He turned down $290 million guaranteed. What's happening?
The man betting on himself, man, on himself. And he did the work, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you want to go back home to South Florida and play for the Dolphins.
No, he ain't trying to. He's just trying to get paid. No matter where he go.
Yeah, well at least you got football to watch there, Gardner. I got to watch it for a fantasy perspective and hope you know.
What about him coming to Dallas?
Hey, I ain't got a problem with that. He can come to Dallas.
Hey, Jerry's going ready to spend above now.
But Jerry, you got to get Steven out of the room. I need to get Steven down here on the yacht next time the yacht pull into the harbor. I need to go duct tape Steven on that boat and keep him company for the whole season on that yacht. Y'all may not see me for a year, but that's okay. You know I on the yacht with Steven and he duct tape and the Cowboys go win.
With John Chris Jones, I think they're gonna win, you know. Because they played a good game last night, you know. It's unfortunate that they didn't get
it. They came up a little short, but yeah, you know, they still in the thick of it. They gotta pull one out though, they gotta get one under their belt and I think they'll be all right.
I just hope they keep the team together, you know, win or lose.
Yeah, it is a good squad.
You know, yeah.
Appreciate you calling, Gardner, as always, man. Good stuff. We'll talk soon. Talking Heads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Pearly Bliss.
Hey, turn your radio down, bro. I could hardly hear you.
Let me speak to Pearly.
Yeah, that's Pearly. You can talk straight across to Pearly. Pearly could hear you, man.
Hey, bro.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? I know you ain't hang up on me. So I just want to know, after that whole soliloquy just now on Monday morning quarterbacking as to who get hurt and who didn't get hurt and what the owner should have done and what the front office should do, at the end of the day, the Cowboys lost.
I said that, though.
And many other teams lost, and many other teams got bad front office, and many other teams got injuries, but they're still professional NFL team. Don't give me no... What you should have done, though, Naughty, you should have said these things before the season started. Not wait till Monday morning, and then you start giving a bunch of excuses because you saw what happened. I could say the same thing about many other teams who lost. I could say the same thing about the teams who were tied yesterday.
Now, see, this way I have to call you in on your hypocrisy and rein you in. Because if you listen to the depth, they talked about Tyler Smith being the eventual replacement for Tyron Smith and saying how much we needed to work on the O-line. We still had issues. So you can't say I didn't talk about it. I did address it ahead of time. I mildly scooped over the wide receiver scenario because I was high on Jalen Tolbert, the rookie. I thought he'd step in and play. They'd give him some shine. They'd give him some run. Obviously not. They didn't even activate him for the game yesterday. So obviously the toy is back to coaching and back to decisions and back to why these things being done that make no sense in Dallas.
Now, you saw that big chair in Atlantis, the one that they take the pictures in? The golden one?
Yeah, they dedicated that to me as being the Bahamian King of Comedy. That's where I do all of my photos.
I'm going to put that one in Parliament Square for you after it's been the season over, so you can sit there with a Dolphin jersey and a Dolphin hat on, and that's where you're going to broadcast your show.
Right,
okay?
And once I'm sitting on my throne, people will pass by and say, you know what, that's the King of Comedy. He could only be joking in that Dolphin jersey. You see?
You'll be right there broadcasting your show from right there.
But like I tell Pearly yesterday, I say, Mystery Dolphin will call me tomorrow with the most hard mouth because y'all know y'all get off the hook. Pearly, wait, listen here, Pearly, and you?
I could beat you. What hook? Stop talking crazy.
You all get off the hook, boy.
How we get off the hook? Tell me how the Dolphins get off the hook. We didn't even play football.
No, we was could win that game. I was could win that bet, all right? I Doc Nog got injured yesterday. I still could win the bet. I'm worried about that. And you know how I go. That's my story, and I stick into it to the grave. So,
well, I invite you to do that, my son.
Because you bleed Dodger Blue, I bleed Cowboy Silver. But yeah. So, Earl, you had to hear what I had to say? Now, lay it on me. Go ahead.
I hear everything you had to say. But I think if y'all had won this game yesterday, you would have it. If y'all had even attacked it and get hurt, you wouldn't be saying too much of what you're saying today.
I'd be honest with you. I let you talk.
You were very confident on Friday. As far as you're concerned, and you even tried, you almost had me double thinking and getting a little nervous, but I have to.
I good like that, man.
So what I'm saying is, Dallas had a lot more problems before this. This just increases the problem, and this really makes it almost impossible. I wouldn't say impossible, nothing impossible in sports, but this makes it hard for Dallas. I don't feel sorry for Dallas. Because I get to rub it in your face.
No, and I expect that because I never felt sorry for you all.
But on a real, I really tease it. But honestly, I don't like to see those kind of injuries because I like football. I like to see football played. I like to see the best players play. And I would have liked to be able to rub in your face that we had a better record with Zach. It ain't gonna feel as good.
Right, but listen to this, Pearly. I can be honest with you.
If it happens.
I done kicked y'all when y'all down numerous occasions. So I don't care y'all kicking me when I down this go around. It really don't matter. All right? However, I will say this. If Doc would have played that whole game, I'd have come right in here today and I'd have still said the same thing. Kellen Moore sucks. The offense is horrible and the defense can only carry us for so long. That's what I would have said.
Okay.
And I can say that based on the fact that since the Arizona game last year till now, this is the foolishness Kellen Moore been doing. My oldest son on PlayStation and my youngest could pull up more plays and score more points as an offensive playbook than the foolishness Kellen Moore running. It's ridiculous. Anyway, let's get to this call, Pearly, because you know I got an early day today. And we got a new segment coming on the show each and every Monday. I want you to check it out. my good friend Rich Eisen, one of my favorite sportscasters of all time. You know, I followed him from his ESPN days show. And listen, man, I love Rich. Rich got a great segment out. And it's called, you know, like the Monday Overreaction. So definitely I want you to check it out. We'll play it every Monday on the show, all right? Overreaction Monday with Rich Eisen. It's a nice little 10-minute segment, but it gives you the full breakdown of everything NFL that went over all over the weekend, all right? Yes, I know defense wins games, but you got to have some sort of offense to help the defense, hey. And we don't have that right now.
Yep.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Bane Down, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Bane Down?
Look out. I don't want to hear you on this radio no more saying you're only watching football this season for fantasy purposes.
Listen.
I can hear from your voice, my brother. You're a man of passion and you love the game.
I can watch for the rookies, too. You know that. I can yeah, watch for my rookies for next year. I can watch for Michael. I can watch to see you develop, but I can watch knowing full well. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but you're a fan of the game, so you can enjoy some of the other games, too.
No, but not really. You know, I'm one of them weird nuts, man. I will watch football until Dallas come on, and then, you know, yeah.
Oh, wow. Boy, well.
It could be rough. I mean, I glance at the other games. I'm a red zone dude. I watch 11 games at a time. You know what I mean? Innovation, having to dip in the chip, getting ready for the Cowboy game. I could do that.
Oh, you don't really have the football Jones like some us.
I have the football Jones. The problem is I got to go to Joker, so I've kind of curbed myself out of the football Jones because,
oh,
you know,
okay.
By 4:35 o'clock, start sobering up because you got to go to work, and then you can miss a chunk of the 8 o'clock game. You got to watch it on replay. So,
yes, sir. Naughty.
But now that Dallas sucks, I'll probably watch everything. You're right. I'll just probably watch it all now.
I'm a Dallas fan.
So enjoy.
I'm really enjoying or celebrating that one. 2-4-0 against Belichick. I don't know what the deal is with him and Belichick. Belichick can't beat him.
But my question is, was that fool's goal yesterday?
That's what it was for me.
Because I saw some little spots there that I'm thinking, boy, Tua could be your Waterloo later on down.
Yeah, that's. I honestly believe this is last season. Depending on if we're looking at Lamar Jackson or somebody else.
That Lamar Jackson is gaining, that rumor is gaining some smoke, you know. That's gaining some wheels.
Boy, I believe when I hear the rumors, because when my daughter tells me, say, we is talking to Tom Brady, I tell her, no, boy.
Yeah.
We is talking to him on the yard and the dog. But I'm proud of my coach, man. Listen, when the Shanahans was in Washington, I always wanted them to come and coach Miami. I couldn't get Shanahan, but I get one of his disciples. And I have the most confidence in that system.
Yeah.
And boy, every time, twice or three times, two hits your boy from Dallas. I'm like, boy, Dottie, you can miss this one.
Ooh, Cedric Wilson. I'm happy for Cedric, man. Cedric got the bag. Cedric doing his thing. But, yeah, we could use Cedric in Dallas yesterday. We could have used him in Dallas yesterday.
Exactly. And my bag ran right on you. Anytime he get hit, I say, oh, man. But I trust in the Shanahan system, even though it didn't work for San Fran yesterday. I offer all Niners fans my deepest sympathy on that Trey Lance deal, because it can take him a while to get up to speed, but
yeah, we'll see. We'll see. A lot. Listen, I know it was one thing yesterday. Just like my Cowboys needed a preseason game, a lot of other teams needed a preseason game offensively or defensively. So I give it the first month of the season to see exactly who everybody is.
Yeah.
I know who we are at the end of the end of the first month. We still nobody because we could be
the first quarter. Yes, sir. The first fourth. But the test gonna be fine for us would be next week when Lamar come in, and we'll know exactly where we are. And then we'll go from there.
All right, my brother. But I appreciate you calling in and hit me up next Monday. And let me know how you're doing. And we got that Rich Eisen segment coming up today, so be sure to check that out as well, all right?
Yeah.
As all things NFL. Pearly, what you got to say about a Dolphin fan and his take on the Dolphins?
I don't know how you could tell me you believe in the system and this to a last year. That sounds a little hypocritical to me. But let me tell you how I feel about it. That offensive line still needs work. They haven't gotten that chemistry yet. I saw some breaks in the right left guard, right guard. I wasn't happy with. So I know there's a lot of work to be done with the offensive line. So they did well for the run blocking, but they didn't do well for pass blocking. And I think too, a couple of times, maybe three or I count maybe four times, he held the ball longer than he needed to. But when he passed, he's very accurate. So I'm not too worried about it yet. I would not say on game one
that this is last year. And, you believe in the hype, you believe in the bullcrap talk, But Jackson can sign that contract at Baltimore. They're not going to let him go anywhere. So don't believe that. Don't believe that for a minute that he coming to Miami. And I'd be happy if he does, but I'd be surprised if it happens. And I don't see it happening. It'd be crazy for Baltimore to allow him to get away.
Ah, Lord, but he got to Miami. That means you and Stott boy will be pulling for the Dolphins.
But so the bottom line is, I think that it's a little early to see what Miami is about. They got the Ravens this week. Let's see what they do there. And let's see what they do up against Buffalo. I think Buffalo got some holes. I think they're going to have a hard time holding Waddle and Wilson and Hill, because their secondary is not good at all this week. The rookie
now got Earl, some good Earl, plays because
the,
hold on.
The front line,
they
because the front line, hold on, because the front line gave them the opportunity to play a better defense. All right, but if you got a front line like Miami's, I'm not saying that Miami can beat Buffalo. I'm not saying that. I said they're going to give them some work. See, on this miscreant school where people say,
Buffalo's defensive line is better than your defensive line, though.
Oops, say that again.
Buffalo's defensive line is better than your defensive line.
We don't know that because they gave Von Miller.
They had somebody before Von Miller. Gregory Rousseau, that's why.
We got two All-Pros on our defensive line. They don't necessarily mean Buffalo is able to get more hype than us. All right. Better than Miami's
you know, today is a short day because I have a function. So at this time, please, if you have any shout outs, make them, because we got the Rich Eisman segment coming up after the break. I'm not going to let you go there with me today. You are that guy, the Dodgers won. They beat up on Freddie Freeman. And Freddie Freeman beat up on the Braves.
We clinched the playoffs.
It's Freddie's birthday. Dolphins win. Nobody can talk to you right now. You smelling everything.
Nobody can say nothing to me right now.
Exactly. So I want you to say what you have to say so we can go to the break and we can do the Rich Eisman segment that'll be on every Monday right here on Talking Head Sports. And I could get to my comedy gig.
I just happy that football is back. I was some interest in football yesterday. Some kickers might be out of jobs today or they'll maybe get a week reprieve. I like the guts the Detroit showed last night. I was very impressed with that. Brady's 45, but oh boy. So anyway, I'm excited. We'll do some more talking tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody, and say good night to Michael. Thank you for listening, and good night to that mystery caller. Can't tell you who he is, but I'll tell you he's off here.
Don't worry. Once I know, I'll find him. There are ways to track him down. So y'all be safe, man, and we'll be back at you tomorrow again. Talking Heads, we got the Freeport Report. Sarah Kirkby will be joining us, of course, for the sports, all right? So have a great Monday. Enjoy the Broncos and the Seahawks. Thanks, everybody, for chiming in. And, coming up on the flip side of the break, be sure to check out the new segment right here on Talking Heads. Every Monday, we'll be chiming in with my good friend Rich Eisen from the NFL Network. And he's got a great show, like I said, and it deals with all things football. And it's the Monday recap. Basically of everything that went down over the weekend, like only Rich could do it. So I think you definitely look out for the Monday Overreaction Monday coming up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads featuring my good friend Rich Eisen. All right, if you're a Raider fan, Cowboy fan, 49er fan, listen up. He's talking to you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can be good at it.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Island Game, keep you with it. Percy Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. Good like that.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Mid Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Duncan.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. The number, they see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Wepa, buenos tardes. How you doing, Mr. Producer? Mira, we have to make this quick today, okay? Because, mira, we have a situation. I am downtown, and the Migra is downtown, too. They haven't seen me in a while. I haven't seen them in a while, and I know I'm going to have to stay running one more time. So to stay, you know, quickly and fast and in a hurry, I'm going to give you the report on the room, okay? And since I have to run about 200 meters to the bus, the first number is 2. There are 5 buses. I'm going to get on the one in the middle, which is number 3. So the second number is 3, all right? So it's 2, 3. And I'm looking at the Migra, these 8 officers on the side of the road over there on the other side. So that's your other number for the day. 8 for the 8 immigration officers. So today's number is 238. 238. Play with luck. Play with suerte. With the island game. And good luck in Percy's pension plan. Until tomorrow, stay playing, my friends, with the island game.
Monday's Monday. Christopher, you've got the floor, sir.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Chris.
Who have you been talking about nonstop this offseason?
Dak Prescott.
That team from the Bay and their quarterback that you love
Trey
so
Lance
much.
And the 49ers.
Guess what? The caucus started on Jimmy G's return.
TikTok.
Put him out there.
TikTok. No. TikTok.
Overreaction.
TikTok.
Overreaction. TikTok. I will allow this, as I said earlier on this program.
What you saying?
That multiple games like this past week where the defense did enough to win and there were plays on the field to be made offensively and they were missed. You keep adding those up and the locker room will eventually wonder what's up with this when Jimmy G is still sitting there, and that's what Lynch and Shanahan have all said they're going to manage to Lance's benefit. One game, 49ers moving forward. That's why I've got this handy dandy schedule chart here, color coded and everything for national televised games and whatnot. Next up is Seattle. They visit Denver before they take on the Rams, and the Denver game is on Sunday night on NBC, and then a Monday nighter against the Rams at home. Let's chat again. Let's put a pin in it and talk on Tuesday, October 4th show right here. On the Roku channel, Westwood One, Odyssey, and more. For the moment, that's an overreaction. Let's marathon. Let's not sprint. What's next?
Well, I'm going to keep sprinting, Rich. The other team you couldn't stop talking about this offseason was the Raiders.
Yeah, buddy.
Quarterback, not a good day for one. Derek Carr, 3 picks, a 69 passer rating, not nice, a 27 QBR. The Raiders can't win the AFC West with Derek
False.
Carr quarterback.
I'm going to just chalk it up to a couple things. I'll chalk it up to a couple. One, the offensive line needs to gel a little bit better, and Carr's got to get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Two, Chargers defense, no joke.
I told you.
Khalil Mack on the front end.
Oh, I told you.
And Derwin James on the back end, and as Daniel Jeremiah just said earlier this hour, pointing out what I saw as well, he was all over the place. You do not know where he's going to line up. And he can cover your tight end. He can cover your wide receiver. He can cover your slot receiver. He could go rush the quarterback. He could stop the run on the way to rush the quarterback. He is all that plus the biscuit. And a defensive player of the year nominee that not enough people are talking about. He's been pizzayed and he's happy. So the Chargers may just be that much better. It's just 1 week. I would lie to you, and I don't do that here. And I am concerned. I am not unconcerned. Okay. But for the moment, I'll still label that an overreaction, that they can't win with Derek Carr. We'll stop with that. He and Devontae Adams have connected. What else?
Connected
over there.
More with the other team.
What else?
Speaking of concern, there's TJ over there. Hey, without Dak, the Cowboys season is over. Probably with him, too, actually, to be honest.
Takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
Yeah, that's a
wrap.
I think you've hit the bullseye on that one. I mean, that's about it. You know what you guys have as Cooper Rush gets out there? One of the fantasy team names that will be placed in front of our third hour guest, the great actor Paul Rudd, who
that's
calls into
one.
This show every year to choose which phrase that we've just blurted out of our mouths over the previous year of Rich Eisen show action.
Phrase apiece.
Can be the name of our fantasy team. You write those names, those phrases down.
I got so many lists over
Number
here.
2 on the top 8 that we're going to place in front of the 2 seed is Scars of Danucci. Scars of Danucci when it comes to backup quarterbacks. Yes, sir.
Man.
You are wearing the scars of the emotional scars of DiNucci now.
I mean, we can't hitchhike. We can't do anything right now with a broken.
Yeah, I think you're right. What's next over there, Chris?
Hey, speaking of seasons over, the New England Patriots. Hey, look, guys, look, if this season is as bleak as week one, Bill Belichick should retire before 2023.
Oh, come on, man. Dude.
It's over, man. It's over. Bill's got to go.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Where is the line? Bill's got to go.
Hold on a minute. Instead of me giving the answer that I think is obvious to everyone, I'll give you the floor. Go ahead, rant. Go ahead. I'll give you about 40
with
seconds.
Every
This is your overreaction.
Every passing Tom Brady victory, Bill looks worse and worse, and it makes it look like it was all Tom. It is very bad. There is no plan on offense. The team is undisciplined. And if Mac Jones is really hurt, it's going to be 2-15. And then fans are going to really get loud in New England. You think I'm loud? How about the Wahoos on the sports talk radio in New England? Think they're giving Bill a pass today? Absolutely not. The time for small moral victories and we're working on it and we're going to fix it, that's over, man. That's over. This is now years going on. It's time to go. He's 70 years old.
Oh, let's get some young, fresh
new ideas in there because Bill is out of them.
Okay.
He has been killed in the draft for years. He hasn't had a good draft in maybe a decade, like since Gronk's pick, maybe. When was the last good draft pick he had? Like it's I'm done with Bill.
On behalf of the 31 other fan bases, I am here to collect your tears.
I think Mike has something to say to him.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me something.
Oh, no? Okay,
great. Guess what? When it's 5-12 this year, we'll see who's right.
Do you got any more over there?
I have so many more.
Okay.
You know who the big winner from week one it was, guys?
No. Not the
Patrick
Cowboys.
Mahomes.
I agree.
Holy crap, is he still good?
And you didn't think he would be.
How great. I did not. Who
no,
said
him,
that?
him, not you.
I reversed course.
Once you say that, you can't. I put it down last week.
You had him power rank 3.
3.
Yeah, but what about previous to that when you said it was over?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. He didn't take his finger off the chess piece until the very end. I'm with you.
I'm all in on the chess.
I'm not.
How's that street ball looking?
Can't give him a pass.
Street ball. Who is that a-hole, nameless defensive coordinator who said that he's playing street ball? And by the way, that offensive line of the Chiefs is better than last year. Look out. And I'm here. What do you think of your Raiders now? Stone Street says, I still love you, but he's just giving me the business. Let's just see how it goes, but they're terrific.
Bills Chiefs terrific. AFC Championship.
If that happens again,
that's happening.
Let's break the television.
Happening.
But I'm with you.
All right, real quick. You know who the most complete team in the NFC is?
The Eagles?
Minnesota Vikings. Oh, yeah.
You score.
Vikings.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. No. You know, the Eagles gave up 35 to the Lions in winning. And let me just go through this in my head. I don't know. The Bucs look pretty damn complete to me as well.
Hey, struggle in the red zone.
The Vikings had a terrific first
awesome.
Week. Terrific.
Yeah, awesome.
And we'll talk about the Packers at the top of hour number 3. That's not an overreaction. I don't think that's an overreaction. Not to say that they will be throughout, but after week one, the most complete team in week one looked like the Vikings in the NFC. I agree with you, sir. As if the Broncos win on Monday night, as we all expect, every team in the NFC West will be 0-1, which is not bad for the Rams and Niners. They're not out of it. Then same thing with the Cardinals.